Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, we are going to sort of talk about backyards today. You know, lots of folks, when they hear the name of this program, say, well, it must be all about yards. Those of you who listen know that that's far from the truth because every day is a different topic. But you also know that one of my favorite topics has to do with food, and especially food that's grown close to our own backyards. Might be ways out there, but, you know, not across the oceans and so on, a little closer than that. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to mention that is this Thursday night is the third Music and Produce in the Park in the Atlantic City Park, and starts at 5:30, goes to 7:30, and there will be some local producers there with good food to sell. And I know there will be those yummy fresh tomatoes and probably a number of other things too. So if you're looking for some fresh produce, you want to stop by the Atlantic City Park on Thursday night between 5:30 and 7:30. And if you've been there at the other Music in the Park and vendors in the park, you will know that there's also food ready to eat, and that's provided there by the Downtowner and by a Sweet Joy shop. So you can have your supper there, and then all of that's happening while you can listen to some great music. You might want to bring a jacket this week. Now, last week, the day was pretty hot, but by the time that the music in the park started, you know, it was pretty nice. There was a lot of shade there. There was a little breeze. So it's just a nice night to get out, bring the kids. They can run around if they don't want to listen to the music. You know, there's lots of space there. So you can have your supper. You can buy some fresh food to take home with you, enjoy the music, and just have a great evening and still be home before dark, actually, and enjoy your own backyard, perhaps. Well, all of that being said, just reminded me that August 5th through the 11th is National Farmers Market Week. And, of course, the farmers markets in Atlantic are on Tuesday and Saturday, but around the area, they're on a lot of different days. And if you're a foodie, if you'd like to go to a farmers market and see what other towns are doing, or just have a fun day, you might want to check out some farmers markets in other towns. And one of the things that goes along with Farmers Market Week is, and it's been there before, is the National Farmers Market Directory that's put together by the USDA. And it's kind of neat because you can go there and put in your zip code, and then how many miles are you willing to travel? You know, if you're just going to go buy some tomatoes, you maybe aren't going to want to go real far. But if you want to get in on some other kinds of things, some entertainment, other kinds of crafts, for instance, jewelry, homemade pies, and so on, you may want to go to a bigger market also. So you can put in, I want to go to a market that's no more than 50 miles from me. And put in your zip code, and it will list those farmers markets. If you're willing to go further, well, just, you know, put in that amount. And it will give you a list of the farmers markets, and then you can find out more information about each one of them. You can also not only search by zip code, but you can also search based on available products and types of payment available, including the participation in federal nutrition programs. So there are lots of ways to search. Now, let me remind you, you know, we talk about the internet all the time because so many of us use that to get lots of different kinds of information. If you say, well, that just leaves me out because I don't have internet, check out your local library, because even if you don't know how to use it, I'm guessing they might help you find this. It's really easy. You know, you could just type in National Farmers Markets, or you can go to the USDA.gov listing, a lot of different ways to get there. Now, of course, the major purpose of farmers markets is to provide for consumers locally grown, fresh, healthy food. But as I mentioned, farmers markets have grown to just include lots of other things, opportunities to see other kinds of locally produced crafts. Most farmers markets don't allow things to be brought in from other people. If, for instance, the last market I was to that was a ways away, I bought a piece of jewelry. It was made by the person who sold it to me. It was not made in some other country or even some other county. It was made by the person who sold it to me, and she could tell me about it. And in fact, there was a little change I wanted made. She said, I can do that for you right now. So lots of opportunities for all kinds of things that are locally produced in many of the markets, in addition to finding lots of yummy food and even plants. You know, you could still plant some produce right now, or maybe it's a plant that you would take inside. In fact, the last one I went to, I bought a scented geranium, and that one will go inside with me this winter. So lots of opportunities for different kinds of local produce in addition to that great variety of food. Well, who do you think has the most farmers markets in per state? There are across the nation listed in this directory, and of course there may be some markets that are not listed in the directory, but listed in the directory are 7,864 farmers markets. And the top states in terms of the total number of markets, and you have to think about it, it's not based on population, but the total number of farmers markets, well, California is first. Not a big surprise, given it's a large state and grows lots of produce practically all year, with 827 markets. Next is New York, and they have lots of locally grown produce. Now, the next one is Massachusetts, which is, of course, a very small state, but again, are used to having those farmers markets, not perhaps the way we think about it, but sometimes just along the road, those roadside stands. Then comes Michigan, Wisconsin, we're getting closer to home, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then Virginia and Iowa are tied with 227 markets. Then after that is North Carolina. So those states make up for almost half of all of the farmers markets. So isn't it interesting that Iowa is listed in there as one of the states with the most farmers markets? And so many little towns, in addition to the big towns, do have farmers markets. A great way for not only the consumers to get food, but it's an economic kind of thing. You know, the people who are selling it, it adds to their income during the year. And so it's sort of the circle of economic development. And you may not think of it that way, but farmers markets do add to the resources of the vendors. So it's kind of an interesting thing. And I think for the most part, that number will continue to increase a certain extent. And if you haven't been to a farmer's market lately, maybe you want to start out. It's not a true farmer's market on this Thursday night, music in the park and produce in the park, but it gets you the feeling of farmer's markets. And then you can always check out in your town, because there's just at least one, if not more than one, in every county surrounding us. Most counties have several. Shelby and Harlan and Exira and Audubon and Guthrie Center and Anita. I mean, those all are possibilities. You might want to check out and see if they have farmers markets if you haven't been to one lately. Great opportunity for good local food, meeting great people, getting acquainted with the people who produce the food that you're going to buy, and seeing who else is there and get some great food. So remember, coming up August 5th through 11th is Farmers Market Week. And you might want to say thank you to those folks who organize the farmers markets and provide the food there to buy. And until next time, here's just a fun sort of food-related definition. What is a raisin? A raisin is a grape with a sunburn.